Okay, so what you praise increases. Let's go back to this for a second. So what you praise increases. So praise. You know, when you see somebody win something in the lottery, praises it. This is wonderful. I'm so happy for them. When you see somebody get a promotion, be happy for that person. Because let's help this person get another promotion so you can take their place. If you want a promotion, you should do everything in your power to help this person above you get promoted to a higher level. Because if, first of all, if you do everything in your power to help this person, they're going to be very appreciative of that. Because they understand real quick what's going on, right? And you may want to actually come straight out and tell them that. I'm a very firm believer in coming straight out and telling people exactly what it is. Say, I tell you what, I'm going to do everything in my power to help you get a promotion. Now, of course, on the flip side of that, what I would like you to do when you do get a promotion, I want you in the strongest possibly terms to recommend me for your old job. Fair enough, Kim? And what is Kim going to say?
Yes.
You see? Yeah. It's not hard. You understand how people think, right? It's not hard. You help me, I'll help you. Okay, also, a lot of negativity comes from the news. I don't want you to go on any diet except a news diet. If you are in the habit of listening to the evening news before you go to sleep, I would strongly suggest you stop doing that. Because that is what you take to sleep with you. All the problems and negativities and murders and killings all over the world. That's not a good way to go to sleep on, because your subconscious will keep on working on that. So does that mean you have to give up the news? No. You can still watch the news. That's what you want to do. But after that, then read some positive, interesting, motivating material. Or listen to some wonderful tapes maybe. And then go to sleep. In the morning, don't turn on the morning news shows. Of course, that's the same thing. Again, you hear all the stuff that's been happening in the last 12 hours. Put them some nice music, some positive things that you like. You enjoy some music. I like Latin beat, you know, so kick on. Some nice Latin music. Makes me positive. You know what I'd like you to do? I'd like you to make a list of all the things that make you feel good. Before you go to sleep tonight, I'd like you to do that. Make a list of all of the things that you do that make you feel good. When I'm tired and a little hurt, if I take a hot shower, it makes me feel great afterwards. Shower, for me, does it every time. A nice long shower, man, I'm ready to go out, and even though I might not have had any sleep, it works for me. Going to your alpha level, of course, is a real good centering way of doing that. Listening to music for a lot of people gets them up, the right kind of music. What kind of things did you do? You guys, tell me. What kind of things do you do that make you feel up and good?
Spending money.
Spending money, Kim said. But you also have a belief system that money runs out at the end of the month, right? Isn't that the one?
Cancel that thought.
All right. Hey, she's getting it. She's getting it. Cancel, cancel. Spending money, but spend it in the right way. In other words, don't spend money to make you feel good. Find a healthy substitute for that. Because now you create another problem, right? If you spend too much money, then you're going to feel bad about spending so much money, feel guilty about it afterwards, right? And then, of course, you have that stuff sitting that you bought, and it's sitting in a bag somewhere, in your closet somewhere. And then one of these days, you're going to return it for a refund. And then what happens is you don't do that for about 2 or 3 months. And then you forget where the receipt is.
Oh, dear.
Do I know you? Yes. No? Not true.
When I give too much. I love giving.
Giving?
Sometimes.
Okay.
And so sometimes I overdo.
Well, but it's perfectly okay to give gifts to other people, but don't do it to make you feel good. Do it out of the pleasure of giving, not I feel down today, so I'm going to buy stuff to give to other people because that is going to make me feel good. Find a healthier substitute for that, such as maybe do 10 jumping jacks or run around the blocks or boogie to some music for 20 minutes. Find a healthier substitute. Once you feel good, then go out and buy some gifts, and people appreciate the gift itself, not how much it costs. So you can buy gifts for $2 or $3 that people are going to be far happier with than one that costs you $80. Because if the $3 gift is exactly tailor-made to what they really like, they're going to be far more appreciative of than the much more expensive gifts that they feel so-so about. Hand-drawn a card and personalizing to what they know I like, that is to me far more worth than a $200 whatever. So you can still give the gifts and be happy about giving, but do it when you're feeling good, not when you're feeling bad. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. So the news fast we're talking about, let's finish that up. One way of doing it is just read the newspaper, because if you read the newspaper, you can choose what you want to read. If you listen to it on radio or TV, you basically are letting in everything. So by reading, you can pick up and choose what you want to read.